Man, that intro is coming in hot now.
So hype.
We got a fun show today. It's so good to be back in the studio, for crying out loud. Carvana got suspended, Porsche, Google, celebrity ads, and anything else we can think of. Everywhere I go,
the people really want to know who I is and who I be. They stop and stay with me. Yes, man. I'm telling you what. I don't know if y'all talked about it on the show yesterday.
We did. I already know what you're going to say.
Yesterday was a full basket case at the old airport. Just like, let me lean in just for everybody. Everybody come close, airport. Hear my sob story. Man, we're at the airport and, you know, normally like one or two flights are getting delayed. Everything's, you know, like, okay, I get this. Literally every flight in the country, like 6,800 flights for 2 hours yesterday get delayed. And I'm telling you, you want to see a whole slew of flights get delayed and watch how quickly an airport can fill up.
Lose its mind.
I think people are like sardines in a can.
That's exactly what I was thinking of, because like the inflow doesn't stop, but right. The outflow exactly. Stops. And I could only think of like Lucille Ball and the I Love Lucy show and all the chocolates are coming down the conveyor
that's
belt.
That's what it felt like. I was like, where are all these people
coming? Just all I could think of was like the airport is like that scene right now. Yes. And Kyle, but fortunately you got home. It feels so good to be doing a show back in the studio where we're both settled and we both had a minute to calibrate in the morning. I feel extra special today because I'm wearing.
Ooh, look at you.
This is the hat.
That signed hat from Tampa a couple years ago. Right?
We had that event and I had every. This is your name's up here somewhere. I can't remember where it is. This is really my prized possession. I should put it in a glass case and light it because this is one of the favorite things that I own. Like if there was a fire, I would want to make sure I saved this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Can't replace that. Can't replace it. Oh, we have a lot of fun stuff to talk about. We had a fun time at the 20 group in Phoenix with the NCM 20 group. Bunch of marketers. It always gets us fired up. We're going to Baltimore on Tuesday to check out the venue for AsotoCon, which is going to be last week of September. Circle that week on your calendar right now because we want you to join us there. And then, of course, the countdown to NADA begins next week.
It's only 2 weeks away from today.
I know.
Let's go. Everybody.
Oh, my gosh. It is.
Any marketing director of industry partners just like scrambled at their desk listening to this. Like, no.
Good morning, Brian. Good to see you in the live stream. All of you on the live stream, it's good to be with you. If you're on the audio podcast, thank you so much for tuning in. We were able to meet a bunch of listeners last week. And it's fun to let hear what like how they watch the show or how they listen to the show. And we realized a lot of people are not cross-pollinated. That means you listen to the podcast, but you don't get the daily email, but you aren't part of the LinkedIn community. So if you're not one of those, follow us on LinkedIn at Asotu. Yes. Check out our daily email. It is so much fun. And look, some days you can read it. Some days you can't read it. But when you do read it, we promise we'll make you smile and laugh just a little bit. And one of our listeners said, like, I sometimes skip the intro so I can get right to the news. So I'm not.
Speaking of getting to the news.
That's right. Wrong one. All right, getting right to the news. Here we go. The Carvana location in Michigan will be surrendering its dealer license. What is it? Is there a ceremony about that? Is it like, you know, the walk of shame up to the office? I just imagine that in my head, you know, like when one general surrenders to another general, everybody lines up. But because they're ineligible, they'll be ineligible to apply for a new one for 3 years in a plea deal with state regulators. Originally, the license was suspended on October 7th, which Carvana contested, but they were denied their appeal. The Michigan Department of State, you said Carvana violated state code by failing to apply for title and registration within 15 days of delivery, failing to maintain odometer records, improperly issuing temp registrations, and failing to have records available for inspection. So a couple things. And here's a quote from the Automotive News article. It says, Automotive News, in a plea deal signed with our department, Carvana dealership in Novi, this is in Michigan again, agreed it had violated the law and to have its dealer license revoked and barred from reapplying for 3 years, said state spokesman Jake Rollo. So customers, here's the deal. Customers can still buy a car if they live in Michigan, but they have to only use online. They can still take delivery at the Carvana location, but they cannot walk up and like, start working a deal. They can't walk up and ask questions about anything with salespeople. That's a big no-no. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays.
The crazy part here is like the reason why you do online is to speed up your purchase process. So now every single one of these people have to go personally to the DMV to get their vehicle registered. Because Carvana can't actually complete their registration process for them, they are now doing this seamless or close to seamless process online buying the car and then
you're at the DMV
br- brutal. Brutal.
Oh, gosh. That is,
know, this is like, that, you know,
I'm a local dealer. All of a sudden, I'm talking about, like, you don't want to go to the DMV, do you?
Yeah, without a doubt. You're just leaning into that conversation, you know, making sure that it's it, like, we're going to care for you long after you purchase a vehicle from us. It's a perfect conversation. You know, this is, it's interesting because there's always going to be scrutiny on larger players in the market. This is something that, like, even local dealerships from time to time have trouble with. Maybe changing title clerk, changing title clerk at the DMV, paperwork is a little slow, lending, whatever it may be. And so I think this is just a reminder that, like, if customers are frustrated after the purchase, they will tell someone, and that someone is typically someone in a legal, you know, perspective that has a legal perspective. And at this point is the DMV or the state. And boom, all of a sudden, customer perception impacts your ability to deliver vehicles. So just a reminder to franchise dealers that, you know, the sale ain't done when the sale is done.
Gosh, imagine having a good experience like buying the Carvana thing online, having your car delivered, get all excited. And the last thing you remember about the whole transaction is your hour and a half in the DMV trying to register an out-of-state vehicle in your state.
Tough.
Does that mean you have to pay the sales tax at that point too? No. We could.
They can figure that out.
Yeah. Either way, it's not easy. It's not complicated. You know, interesting timing. We were just in Phoenix, and we were at an In-N-Out Burger, and from the In-N-Out Burger, we could see the Carvana vending machine, the empty Carvana vending machine. It had like two cars in it. And then I didn't get to tell you this, but as I was driving to the airport, like, I passed the Carvana headquarters, and it was dark. You know, it was in the morning, and I was just kind of thinking of, like, all the things that are kind of converging right now for Carvana. Yesterday, however, their stock did jump by 25% to over $5 a share. You know why?
$1.
I was like, are these two things related this morning? When I was looking at the story, I'm like, they couldn't have affected the stock price. Is that big of a deal? And then, no, it's apparently gotten swept into the meme stock craze now, hanging out with AMC and Bed Bath & Beyond. So I don't know. Invest at your own risk, I guess. You know, it's really, you know, and if you don't know, you probably know, but a meme stock is when, like, on subreddit or a group of people get together and say, hey, we're going to buy this stock and kind of, you know, squeeze it.
Artificially inflate.
But it has zero to do with any substantive business change. So, you know, that's it. Speaking of a substantive business change. Something we've been following a little bit, and Kyle has a lot of opinions on this one. I think good opinions, too. Good opinions. And one of its first pieces of intriguing news since Porsche went public late last year, we covered that, is they're in serious talks with Google to fully integrate Google's operating system to kind of take control of the cockpit in the Porsche vehicles. They have been hesitant to make the move previously because, you know, it means a lot of data is going to Google. And, you know, they're trying to work out the details of that. But, you know, they're apparently in advanced talks to make that happen, to join, you know, Ford, GM, Nissan, Renault, who have already made the move. So, I mean, Kyle, you like this.
Yes, I absolutely like it. For me, the data, like, I get the potential concern, but if you're going to be sharing data with anyone, it's the person that probably already has 99% of it. They're just getting their extra 1% from you. And so for me, like, I don't care if you're an Apple or Google or Android user, the benefits of having a Google operating system in a vehicle are much better than any other infotainment system. And it allows Porsche to focus on the things that they should be focusing on. So I think kudos to having the conversation. I hope more manufacturers pay attention to that. And I'm excited to see what a luxury manufacturer can do with that entertainment experience and really, you know, from a hardware perspective, support the software experience, because you know, the hardware, the way it actually presents itself is also important. It's not just like putting the software behind it. So I think Porsche is going to do a good job at it. And
two thumbs up from Kyle Mounts here.
Let's go.
Hey, for those of you leaving comments in the chat, I'm so disappointed that it's like a couple of minutes behind in the streaming platform, because on LinkedIn, it's lighting up today. People offering advice to a Carvana to offer free double doubles, talking about the email. It's just a lot of fun in the comments. And someday we'll figure out how Kyle and I can be in the comments in real time so that we can respond to those, not too up to maybe, I don't know, maybe like YouTube is more, you know, maybe LinkedIn's just slow. They're a little slow sometimes.
I have a question. Is, like, you know, is an EV like protein style, and like a gas vehicle is like animal style.
if you know in and out, you know what we're talking about. If you don't, you have no idea what we're talking about. But if you know, you know. I'm trying to think of a segue because this is our first like follow up from a conversation. So yesterday we had a longtime second generation dealer turned consultant turned savant, Todd Caputo, on the show. He's been a guest host. You'll probably see him some more in upcoming episodes. But we talked about the S&P Mobility's report of how many EV chargers will we need by the year
2030.
Amazing.
How many will we need by the year 2030? And it ended up being like 2 point something million. And Todd was like, look, we can have chargers all over the place.
That's light. Yeah.
But if there's no power to the chargers, what does it matter? Because he lives in North Carolina. He said, it got cold and we ran out of power. Right. Like, and so
it's got a little chilly.
And so, and he sent me an article late last night, just been like, hey, this is what I was talking about on the show this morning. And a new report came out that the largest power grid in the country, which is happens to be in the Northeast, saw 25% of their grid fail during Christmas break. Now, it was on the brink of like some serious stuff where there'd start to be blackouts. But PJM Interconnection, they stretch from Illinois to New Jersey, service 65 million customers, said it was on the verge of blackouts during just because it was cold during Christmas. You know, and so I think just a little context to yesterday's thing. It's another challenge we're going to have to solve in the midst of this EV craze where it's like.
Yeah. And I still try and like relate that to what we've dealt with in oil. And every once in a while, we will see oil constraints due to, you know, the inability to travel the Mississippi. Like that happens. Yep. And then all of a sudden oil is constrained and gas is constrained. And all of a sudden we can't get gas into, you know, so we saw a lot of that actually like a year and a half ago. I remember like only one place in my city had gas left. Right. We've seen this before. But the volume of customers affected, like to say that 65 million customers on the grid were let down in this Northeast. There was nothing like that type of volume impacted by like a gas or oil. So it's a wild thing to think.
It's so
like,
different too. You can't truck in electricity.
Yes, right? Exactly. You can't just up supply.
Oil is coming from every coast, from the south, from the north, from the east to the west, the oceans. I mean, and electricity goes down. I mean, it's a real challenge.
This is where I think, I mean, we're going to have to get a lot better and we're going to have a lot lighter solar power out there. You know, storing energy, and not worrying about how the grid is dealing with weather conditions is going to be really, like really
battery
important.
Factories. I don't know. Yeah. I think we're in for a wild ride. A lot of talk of hydrogen, an upswing, I guess, in the talk of hydrogen. Up talk in hybrids, and we should cover.
If it's me, I'm hanging out with BMW and Toyota executives because they're like all level headed.
Todd said yesterday, he goes, "You'd be an idiot to ever bet against Toyota."
There you go.
All right, this last story is really fun. We have a little video for you to watch. If you have sensitive ears, there's one curse word in the beginning of it, so you'll be okay. So ChatGPT, we talk about it a lot. It's the AI-powered chat generator that's been making headlines. So now ChatGPT is the star of a new commercial created by actor Ryan Reynolds. You know who he is. You know, he's dancing with Will Ferrell all Christmas long and all this other stuff for his mobile service company, Mint Mobile. And in the ad, it's a lot of fun. We're about to play it. He gives ChatGPT a little direction on how to write an ad. And then reads the ad and reacts to it. So, all right, go ahead, gents, roll the commercial.
Ryan Reynolds, owner of Mint Mobile. You know, we're always looking for ways to save you money. So this year, we're kicking things off with an ad that I created using ChatGPT, the AI technology. This is what I asked it to write. I said, write a commercial for Mint Mobile in the voice of Ryan Reynolds. Use a joke, a curse word, and let people know that Mint's holiday promo is still going even after the big wireless companies have ended theirs.
Already a great commercial.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds here.
Amazing.
Eerie. First of all, let me just say Mint Mobile is the shit. But here's the thing. All the big wireless companies out there are ending their holiday promos, but not Mint Mobile. We're keeping the party going because we're just that damn good. Give Mint Mobile a try. And hey, as an added bonus, if you sign up now, you'll get to hear my voice every time you call customer service. Just kidding, that's not really a thing. Stay classy, everyone. That is mildly terrifying, but compelling.
That is a great 60-second ad.
This is why the ad is so good, is because it tells the story twice. It uses this AI to not add the human element, but add the like the interesting element. And I think that's what's important. Like, as we learn about what, how AI can support what we're doing, is like, don't use it to replace the human element. Use it to enhance it or make fun of it or start the ideation process or whatever it is. And this was just like a quintessentially perfect execution on a new trend. Well done.
Couldn't agree anymore. And you know what? That's going to run so much better on OTT.
On everything. On streaming. Doesn't matter.
On YouTube pre-roll. Like, this is where
organic, like, social media, right? Like,
the end of network, the end of network television. We've been hearing Gary Vaynerchuk talk about this. Like, hey, what's it going to look like? It's going to look a lot more like that. It's going to look a lot more. There you go. We gave you a little tour around the things that fly around our brains on a Thursday morning. We hope you get out there, serve one another, have a little fun too. It's okay to have fun, right? Let's go have fun.